From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. David Lombardo counts votes in Capitol Confidential between current state Republican Chairperson Ed Cox and Erie County GOP Chairperson Nick Langworthy, who is challenging the incumbent for the leadership of the state party. By Lombardo's count, Langworthy has the backing of 35% of the counties, and Cox retains 33%, with about another third still undeclared. Most local counties are still undeclared, including Greene, Columbia, Ulster, Rensselaer, and Dutchess County. Albany County Republicans and also in Schoharie and Delaware counties are backing Langworthy. Sullivan County GOP Chair Richard Combe said he is endorsing Cox after, and I quote, "careful consideration. I am confident that with Ed at the helm, we will have the resources needed to win back the state Senate and pick up critical congressional seats in 2020, end quote. Read the full story in Capitol Confidential. H. Rose Snyder reports in the Altamont Enterprise that two of the three fired Knox transfer station workers have been reinstated after being ousted in strange circumstances earlier this year. Joseph Adderance and Richard Decker were rehired last week with fewer hours than before after negotiations between the workers' lawyer and the interim town attorney, who is the son-in-law of one of the replacement workers. On January 1st, Republicans on the town board voted against Democrats 3-2 to hire Glenn Walsh, Jeremy Springer, and Lee Harnett, replacing Mark Young, Adrians, and Dector. The three fired workers said they were given no reason for their forced departures. But New York state law protects laborers employed for 5 years or more from dismissal or disciplinary action without undergoing the proper procedures. So Adrians and Dector were reinstated after the Albany County Department of Civil Service ruled that Adrians and Dector were wrongfully terminated in violation of the state's civil service law. Knox supervisor Belisio Lefkadatos said that he does not believe his fellow Republicans did anything illegal, but he said the legal course would not have been popular with his constituents. Read the full story in the Altamont Enterprise. Sarah Tapton reports for Columbia Green Media that Greene County legislators listened May 1st to Catskill Middle School students Lauren Liberty and Emma Brown explain why the county should ban the sale of tobacco products near schools. Then they took no action. Legislators William Lawrence, a Republican from Cairo, and Matthew Luvera, a Republican from Catskill, are backing a law that stops stores within 1,000 feet of schools from selling tobacco products. The village of Tannersville and Ulster and Sullivan counties have similar laws. Crafton reports that, and I quote, concerns amongst legislators were that the law would hurt businesses and that the distance was too severe, end quote. Larry Gardner, a Democrat from Hunter, wanted to leave cigarettes and cigars out of the law. He said, and I quote, "if we are focusing on vaping, there is no need for it to be broader than vaping. I can support a law limited to vaping. Our issue is vaping. Let's stick with it," end quote. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. On May 5th, weather observers in Albany marked the 10th straight day with measurable precipitation in Albany. That is quite a streak, with 10 days or more of rain falling in Albany only four other times since 1874, in 2003, 1951, 1894, and 1890. While the forecast for May 6th is fairly dry, more rain is likely again several other days this week. The New York State Department of Environmental Conservation said May 2nd that all the recent rain is making mountain hiking more dangerous these days. In the Adirondack Mountain, hikers are urged, and I quote, to be cautious and postpone hikes on trails above 2,500 feet until elevation trails have dried and hardened. According to the DEC, snow and ice are currently melting on high elevation trails, and steep trails with thin soils are dangerous for hiking and susceptible to erosion, and sensitive alpine vegetation is easily damaged. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.